Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome to the lounge. You can hear the phone ringing in the background. Just ignore that. And I'm so happy that you are here because I always love, especially to welcome new guests to the lounge. The lounge where you get to change your vibe, your vibration, because that is all that we are. We are vibration. And it's really important the type of vibration that you're putting out there. Yes? Because what you put out there is what you attract. And I've broken down vibration to an acronym, V-I-B-E, simply the word vibe, which is vision, intention, belief and expectation. And this is what I love for us to explore here, those different aspects. So switch it up right now, change your thoughts to positive vibes, focus on what you want so that you can attract in the good. Now, today I want to speak on forgiveness. Forgiveness is a really powerful tool to propel you forward into your future in a positive way. And my book, The Difference, previously known as The Perspective, you know, if you were to get my book on the back cover, it says perspective, big bold letters, because I really want you to understand that that's really what life is about and that's what determines how we see things. So I'm just going to share with you a message that I received, that there is no difference, and how that plays into our perspective and our understanding of things. So the book is entitled The Difference. It's available on Amazon, also on my website, www.valerieacampbell.com. So the first chapter is entitled The Question. When I came to, I realized I'd been doodling again. As I sat at my office desk with a pen in hand, twirling it to and fro, the flurry of thread orders now calm, I could feel the warmth of the summer's breeze against my heated skin as it swooped in for a kiss, soft and gentle against my neck. It's a beautiful summer's day, the exit doors are open, and I long to be outside in the glorious sunshine instead of stuck in this little backstreet office somewhere in the East End of London, working within the shaded confines of its entity. A significant part of my job is to match the exact thread colour to the swatches of material brought in by clients of the rag trade, whose business it is to make and sell clothes, especially women's. I feel so lethargic. My limbs are languid and I'm a little dozy, no doubt from the heat outside. And I ask myself once again, is there more? You see, I've been offered this job twice. My old area manager from the previous thread company I'd worked for has served me redundancy. And on leaving, he said, I've got a new job for you, which is right up your street. I remember thinking, how could you possibly know what's up my street? You have no idea as to my aspirations. Such was my internal rhetoric at the time. And how could he? I was an introverted young woman in my early 20s who didn't voice her opinions, much less aspirations. However, he could see I was competent and a quick learner. I'd initially refused the role, but due to no other offers, I'd accepted and found that I actually enjoyed the job. I was the perfect fit, albeit for a salary well below my par, yet I was grateful. I especially liked that the customers would ask specifically for me. I felt valued. I want only to speak to Valerie, they would say in their Mediterranean accent. You see, I have a gift which had been brought to my attention through formal testing in one of their labs. I possess 100% colour vision, which explained my ability to match thread colours to clients' swatches of material exactly. The sudden buzzing of the phone jerked me out of my reverie, and as I was beckoned hastily by its urgent flashing green light, I pulled forward my notepad, pen poised, ready to take the order. Pem Thread, Valerie speaking. I took the order and deftly slipped it into the tray for the warehouse to assemble, and slumped back in my chair, waiting for the next call. Simultaneously glancing down at the large office pad in front of me. There, something arrested my attention. As I leant forward, I couldn't help but notice the words I must have written whilst in my mode of reflection, staring hard back up at me, stark in black ink against the white of the page. To know the difference between right and wrong. I look at the words and feel confused and puzzled. It's not the first time I've written these words. What does it mean? How long will this enigma haunt me? You see, I don't know. Is it a question? There is no question mark. Or is it an answer to something I need to know? I scratch my head, and at the same time, I can feel the confusion spread over my face till it nestles as a furrow between my brows. I need clarity. Do I not know the difference between right and wrong? Do you not know the difference between right and wrong? I do, don't I? What is the difference? The phone rang again. And again, immediately distracted, I reach for the phone, but not before glancing once more at the words, as I ask myself, will I ever understand its meaning? Wisdom key. It's the questions that drive us. Now, listener, I'm going to future forward in the book. And on this particular day, I've attended a seminar. The room is quiet and still. And I make out that there are approximately 30 people in the room sitting cross-legged on the heavily patterned carpet. There's a guy sat on the stage. He must be the coach. And he's speaking in a soft, melodic and annoyingly slow voice. My heart's still pounding from the journey. And as I lower myself to the floor, I can hear my inner voice loud in the stillness of the room. And that voice is saying, is this guy for real? Is this what I've come for? I hope he starts soon. This is boring. And as I sat there with the attendees, I began to feel the slowing down of my pounding heart to the pace of the coach's voice. And I realized that he's being deliberate. He was guiding us to a place of stillness, bearing in mind we'd all just come in from our busy environments. And he needed us all on the same page. My inner voice became calm, and I soon began to appreciate the coach's soothing words. I began to feel very relaxed. Now, at that point, the coach, he asked everybody to leave the room because it was break time and I wanted to ask a question. So I approached him at the front of the room and I sat down because he was speaking to someone and I just sat there patiently. So it was just myself and these two individuals towards the front of the room. And now I'm going to read from my book again as to what happened. As I sat there gently tapping my feet, I suddenly had the most extraordinary experience. I heard a voice, a crystal clear, loud voice. However, not from a person as I sat by myself, but from within and yet without, as if coming from my chest, all around me and yet not. It was as if time momentarily suspended, a and the voice pronounced with clear simplicity and authority. There is no difference. I was startled into tears that gushed instantaneously. The tears of astonishment were of sheer joy, intense gratitude for the relief of knowing this was the answer to the words that had held me in its clutches all those years. You see, because that thought had always stayed in my mind, to know the difference between right and wrong. What does it mean? I always wanted it to be solved. And here I was being told that there is no difference. And I knew what I'd heard was the truth. So I want to explain to you, there is a reason why I read that chapter from my book. I want to explain to you how that unfolded and what it actually meant to me. You see, to say that there is no difference is to say that we are one. We are one. And so the way that you look at something is because you are the one who are looking at that something. So therefore, it's a perspective. It's a perspective. And to have a perspective doesn't mean that it is true. In fact, it just means that you have a view that is neither right or wrong. So in 2019, and let me explain that a bit further. I was in Thailand, and Thailand, the days in Thailand are gloriously sunny. And one day as I walked along the coast, I paused with my arms outstretched and my face tilted to the sun. I'm sure you've done that before. And as I stood there with my toes pressed softly against the sand and the warmth of the sun on my face, I deliberated whether I should continue my walk or retrace my steps back to the hotel. And in the stillness of my pose, and I want you to imagine that you are where I was, a thought came to me, a question. Am I at the beginning or the end? Because the coastline seemed endless. And what I found is that in the closing of my eyes to that which was around me, I had dropped my perspective, my meaning of how I felt I was positioned. And it was in that precise moment, as time stood momentarily still, that I realized that I was at the beginning and the end. I realized that not only was I at the beginning and the end, that translated as I was neither at the beginning nor the end, unless I chose to see it that way. Unless I chose to see it that way. It was my choice to call it my beginning or my end. You see, think about that for a moment. That's what it was. It was just a perspective. And I understood right then that is all we have, perspectives. Think about it. Who am I to tell another person that their perspective is right or wrong? And I also understood that right then why God's word states that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is neither the beginning nor the end. He is both. And to be both means one. There is no difference. You believe that God is one. You do well. That's what James 2 verse 19 says. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. Revelations 1 verse 8. So when you think about us as spiritual beings, we have a physical body that limits us, as we are not like God, who is spiritual in nature, therefore possessing the ability to be everywhere at the same time, ubiquitous. In fact, there is no past, present and future in the dimension that God lives or that he resides, fourth dimension. There is no limitation. Our perspective is limited because there's only so far that we can perceive with our perception and our senses, our sight. Therefore, the meanings that we attach to things are quite meaningless, aren't they? And so you see persons and things not as they are, but as you are. See, if you can't see the whole picture, it's meaningless. So therefore, your perspective is just as good as mine. There's no right or wrong. They're of equal value. And God has given us free will to see things as we choose. However, just because you see it that way doesn't make it truth. It's just a perspective. And the thing is, with that knowledge, there comes a type of calmness within you, because if it's just a perspective, if it's meaningless, then I can't really lean on my own understanding, can I? And God's word tells us to lean not on your own understanding. In fact, in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." But this is the beauty of it. When you release your perspective of a situation, your understanding, our meaning, our judgment of any given thing or situation, what is left is truth. There is only one. There is only one. And it is in this knowledge that you receive knowledge, that you receive knowing in all things, which is a virtue worth striving for, which is that knowledge of oneness, that we are one. So let's look at this a little bit further. Let's look at it as referring to the way you see things, yeah, your perspective. It is neither up nor down unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both up and down. There is no difference. It is neither left nor right unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both left and right. There is no difference. It is neither evil nor good unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both evil and good. There is no difference. It is neither cause nor effect unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both cause and effect. There is no difference. It is neither formed nor formless unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both formed and formless. There is no difference. It is neither right nor wrong unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both right and wrong. There is no difference. It is neither yes nor no unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both yes and no. There is no difference. It is neither positive nor negative, you see, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning that you attach, it is both positive and negative. There is no difference. So you see, it's the meaning that we attach to that makes it different. The meaning that we attach to it, that makes it different. But without it, there is no difference. So God showed me that he is one, and what is one cannot be divided within itself. There are no opposites unless you choose to see it that way. So I'm going to repeat this. You see persons and things not as they are, but as who you are. And so I thought about, how does this then relate to forgiveness? How does that relate to forgiveness? Well, what we're dealing with here are perspectives. And if one person has a perspective in a situation, who are you to then deem that person as right or wrong in their perspective? Their perceptions has led them to think that way, hasn't it? And your perception has led you to think a particular way. So here we have, in a situation of forgiveness and unforgiveness, we have a situation where you are now blocked from seeing the truth of the matter. And the way I envision it is like, when you are unforgiving, it's like you've created a cage within yourself. It reminds me of that scene in The Matrix where Neo, he's seeing the screen, and you know the lines that go down on the screen. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but all of a sudden the lines, these digital kind of images drop. And it's in that moment that he realizes that he is one. Morpheus looks at the screen and says, he has become the one. There's no limitations. There's no barriers. Your beliefs, your perspectives are no longer blocking you from seeing the truth. Because your perspective determines what you see. You see, you reap what you have sown. And what you have sown is your perspective. Now, I know this is probably a deep message at this moment in time, but it's like, why would you not forgive somebody? You know, I read this in A Course in Miracles this morning, and it says, the past is over, it can touch me not. Unless the past is over, in my mind, the real world must escape my sight. And what is the real world? The real world is the fact that we are one, right? It goes on to read, for I am really looking nowhere, seeing but what is not there. Because if you're living in your past, that means you're not truly in your present. You're not in your present. And how can I then perceive the world forgiveness offers? You can't perceive a world that forgiveness offers because you're living in your past. Because you've not forgiven that person. And so your unforgiveness hides your present. And it stops you from looking at the true world that we are all one. And it goes on to say, for what can be forgiven but the past? We can forgive the past. And if it is forgiven, it is gone. You see, if you do not forgive, then you are holding onto your past and stopping yourself from being in the present and seeing things as they really are. And then it goes on to offer a little prayer. It says, Father, let me not look upon a past that is not there. For you have offered me your own replacement in a present world. The past has left untouched and free of sin. You see, when we don't put our perspective on things, what is left is exactly what God created it as. The past has left untouched and free of sin. The world is untouched and it's free of sin. It's devoid of our footprint. And it reads, here is the end of guilt. And here am I made ready for your final step. Shall I demand that you wait longer for your son to find the loveliness you planned to be the end of all his dreams and all his pain? So when you think about it, a perspective is like a dream, isn't it? It's a reality that you've created. around yourself, but it doesn't make it true. It's an illusion. It's a dream. And you've probably never heard forgiveness explained in that particular way. It's just two perspectives that are clashing. And sometimes, oftentimes, if not all the time, it can really stop you from progressing in your life. It can taint relationships in such a deep way. And I'm talking about on generational levels, much less. So how can we improve our relationships through forgiveness? We've got to clean the slate at some level, haven't we? We've got to clean the slate in order to begin again. Because all we have is our connection. We are one. God's word tells us what you do to your brother, you do to yourself. Why is that? It's because we are one. You see, when you give, you receive. Why is that? Because you're giving to another aspect of your oneness. So therefore, you also receive. Yeah, God has many hands, if you want to put it that way. But we've got to start forgiving one another so that we can create really tight relationships with one another and recognize that we are one. During lockdown, I remember waking and hearing spirit say to me, the cause of your pain is in your separation, but it's in your isolation that you will find connection. And this was why, whilst we were in lockdown, that these words came to me. See, when you perceive yourself as separate from another person, then that is where the pain is. But when you perceive yourself, that other person, as you're an extension of yourself, an extension of your oneness, an extension of God, then you will have compassion for that person. And if you're having compassion for that person, then you're also having compassion for yourself. Because fundamentally, I believe that we are all created good. And you know why? Because God is good. And any extension of the divine, God's mind, is good. So God sees us exactly as he created us, but it is us who do not see ourselves in the way that God created us. And it's no wonder then that we have so much problems in our relationships. And I'm not talking just about romantic relationships. Put aside that I specialize in the dating and the courtship field. I'm talking about relationship with friends, work relationships, planetarial relationships, country against country relationships. We've got to start to forgive. Forgiveness is huge, and that is where it all starts, with forgiveness and gratitude. You know, yesterday I held a prayer meeting, and it was about gratefulness, you know, having a grateful heart. And if you think about it, if we were to get up every single day and thank God for everything that we received, and we looked at everything as a bead in the chain of your good, you would feel so abundant. If you had that perspective, you would feel so abundant with what is around you. But we tend to focus on what we do not have. So let us look to forgiveness today. What can we forgive? What can we be grateful for? How can we change our perspective for the good? How can we let God in? By first realizing that there is no right or wrong perspective. That we are one. and that let that be a starting goal. Now, I hope that this message has touched somebody this morning, that there's some part of it, because it's quite deep, isn't it? That it has perhaps sunk into your subconscious. Some people will receive it straight away. Some will fall in stony ground. Some will fall in fertile soil. But I'm sowing the seed today. I'm sowing it. And I'm going to keep on sowing it. Because we've got to increase our consciousness. We've got to change the consciousness of the planet for things to truly, truly change in all areas of our lives. Because our life is relationships. We've got to change our vibe. And if we take care of our own personal vibration, we work on that in the secret place, then we will change the vibratory level of the very planet itself. So for more nuggets of wisdom, I would encourage you to purchase a copy of my book. It's called The Difference. It's available on Amazon, and it's also available via my website, www.valerieacampbell.com. And as a dating and courtship coach, if you're struggling with perspectives, I'm going to use that word that's blocking you from seeing the love of your life, then reach out to me. I'm offering free consultations. Yes, they're complimentary to you. You can reach out to me at my website, www.valerieacampbell.com/booking call. Okay, or in fact, actually, it's call booking. I always get it confused. Okay, but you can access that on my website. So, as always, have a wonderful day. And I hope that this message has really struck home. And continue working on your vibe. Love you lots. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.